We're talking today with Elaine Needleman about new shows for the fall TV lineup. Elaine, what are the new things that are coming out that we should be looking for?
Okay, well, the most anticipated show of the fall season is tentatively scheduled for fall at this point, is Baby Blues, which is based on the comic strip, which is an everyday in your paper, and the same name. And basically, they're trying to appeal to family viewers, so they're having an animated show about, you know, a family and their new baby. And that should be coming out this fall. Another one is also in WB, and it's now called Mission Hill, and it's supposedly going to be an animated Friends about a 20-something guy and his teenage brother and his friends and what antics they get into.
This is an animated film for children? Or
Friends is on at 8 o'clock, and a lot of kids watch it.
Yeah.
And I think what they're what they're doing is trying to show the relationship between the older brother and the younger brother. That's how they're trying to appeal, I think, more for children.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think that the idea that it's a Friends is trying to pull in the adult audience. So that one sounds to me like it's more for kids. And then another one, which is actually premiering this summer, is called Downtown, and that's on MTV. And it has a very interesting premise. It's they did actual interviews with New York teenagers from all different races, backgrounds, you know, economic, everything different. And they use their stories and observations and language and created characters. So some will see again, some will be, you know, some will never see again, but it's just supposed to be a very interesting, very vibrant show about teenagers, you know, teenage
mm-hmm.
life in a big city.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then also to go with things that premiered this summer, a lot of the cable networks are getting a jump on the major networks and premiering things now is a really wonderful show called SpongeBob SquarePants, because it actually was developed by marine biologists, which I think is a first for cartoons shows.
It sounds like it.
So it's a really wonderful show. It already has a large fan base, and it's only, you know, been on this summer, and I think it'll do really well this fall. And that's just the name alone, SpongeBob SquarePants, makes it delightful to me.
Yeah.
So I recommend that one highly. And another one I wanted to talk about that also came out this past summer on Nickelodeon is Kipper, and which is based on a series of English children's books about this little dog named Kipper. But
yeah.
it's just a really charming show, and I think Nickelodeon's really coming up. They've got over 50 shows in production for the next couple years, so we'll be seeing a lot more animation from them, and I think they're really trying to get away from animated shows that are just to sell toys. They're really trying to make new and vibrant things. And then one thing I want to talk about is Powderpuff Girls, which is one of the few shows where they're kind of women superheroes, except they're kindergartners.
Well, thanks very much, Elaine. This has been Elaine Needleman talking to us about the new animated shows coming up for this fall's TV lineup.